Abishai anointing. Anointing of honor. Anointing of championship. Anointing of being a captain. Your business will become a captain. Your prayer life will become a captain. Your church will become a captain.
I receive.
Abishai anointing. Someone say Abishai anointing.
Abishai.
Say after me. I am not just a normal human being.
I am not just a normal human being.
As we're going to see. Show them a nail, just as you can see. Just look at me.
As you can see.
Tell them, look at me now.
Look at me now.
Say, am I looking normal? Say, iron.
Look at me now.
Say, I cannot be broken. Iron.
I cannot be broken. Iron.
Still.
Intimate.
Not just still, real. This still. Not anything broken. Oh, my heart is broken. Oh, Papa, I'm broken. What's wrong with you? I'm broken. Huh? Broken. Say, not me. I can promise, if your wife is watching me, I can promise her one thing. When you be going back, you'll be a different man. How? Because you are now a gentleman. You will be thinking like completely a changed man. If your children are waiting home and they're watching me right now, they will see a different daddy. They'll see this man coming with a no tender heart, not just passing. Huh? Daddy, hey. This time around, they'll be so surprised, you know. You go in the house and you're like, oh, come. You call your whole family, your wife, your kids. Like, let's pray. Oh. And you'll be asking your firstborn, what should we include in prayer for you? My school. Like, okay, you, what should we include in the prayer? Okay, you, yeah. Let's hold hands. You are now a man taking responsibility as the head. You cannot allow things happening under your watch in your family. You cannot live blaming your woman all the times. Things are like that because you as a man have not taken a responsibility. This time around, you hold her hands. Say, baby, let's pray. You hold her hands and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray with my wife. I pray with my fiancé that everything we are trying to do, it will move according to your will. Heavenly Father, I pray in the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes.
You have made me to receive the Abishai anointing.
Oh, yes.
I am an attractor of all gifts.
Oh, yes.
I pray in the name of Jesus. Your wife will open her eyes, I'm telling you. You are busy to be like, is this my ogre? They'll be shocked. They'll say, unless you open her eyes, one eye like, but she knows you. She knows how, she knows what I've been doing. She knows how you have been behaving completely bad. And you're like, let's pray. Listen to me. Listen, I know ups and downs are there. I know you can say something wrong. You can shout. But remember one thing. Cool down and say sorry. I know you're wrong, baby, but I wasn't supposed to talk the way I have spoken.
Oh, yes.
I know you're wrong. We have to deal with these issues. They are blocking you from receiving a miracle. Some of you, ever since you met a woman, your life went down. Because how you are talking to her is blocking God from blessing you and changing your story. David trained his men to be gentle. He trained them to be gentle and called them Adino, called them Eliezer, called them Abishai, called them Shama. I'm anointing you to go and prove to the world that God is there. Shama, God is there. I am anointing you to prove that nothing is impossible. I am anointing you to prove you can be a gift attractor, a champion, a captain. You can attract magnet. You can attract wealth. You can attract honor. David raised up his men, and I'm raising up my men tonight. Every man receive this anointing.
I receive it.
And the last person we're looking at tonight, Benaiah. Say Benaiah.
Benaiah.
B-E-N-A-I-A-H. Benaiah. Benaiah was also raised by David. And the word Benaiah means the son of God. Somebody say the son of God.
The son of God.
In Acts 2, verse 29 to 30, David being a prophet. And I'm continuing. He was a prophet as well. He raised up a man and called his name Benaiah, which means a son of God. I can raise you as businessmen, all of you here. I can raise you as whatsoever. But if you are not raised as sons of God, then whatsoever I'm doing is useless. The first and the most important thing is you must be raised as a son of God. Now the Bible says, and he called him Benaiah, which means son of God. So he raised him as a son of God. There's a difference between a son of God and a normal Christian. A huge difference. Jesus, the word Jesus, it means what? The word Jesus means what? It means son of God. The word Jesus means son of God. Now watch this. If Jesus means son of God, and I want you to understand this very well. So the word Jesus means son of God, right? And I told you before. When Jesus was in jail, he met a man in jail. His name was called Barabbas. His name is called what?
Barabbas.
When you break the name in Hebrew, it's Ba-Abbas. Ba-Abbas. Abbas is a short word of Abba, which means God, the Father. Abba, Father. Father, Abba, God. The word Ba, Jesus used it. He said, Simon, Ba-Jonah. So the word Ba means what? Son of. So Barabbas, it means what? Son of Abba. Ba-Abbas, Barabbas. Son of Abba or son of God. The word Jesus means son of God. So Jesus was in the jail. His name means son of God. Barabbas was in jail. His name means what? Son of God. There were two sons of God in prison. So they asked the question to the centurion. Centurion took the message to Pontius Pilate. He said to Pontius Pilate, we have two sons of God. We have one called Jesus, and one is called Barabbas. Ladies and gentlemen, who must we release? Everyone was like, kill Jesus. Don't touch Barabbas. When the two Christians, the one who will be attacked is the one with the power. God will allow it to happen. Because some people are not allowed by God to face the fire. And some people are allowed to face the fire. You remember? Remember one thing. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were told to face the fire. But Lot and his wife were told, run away, and as you run, don't even face it. There are people who are allowed to face the fire, and there are people who are not allowed to face the fire. If you have no problem in life, we thank God. If you have a problem in life, I know who you are. You are like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. God knows you can face the fire and you will walk out properly. Lot was told, don't face the fire. Lot was told, if you face the fire, you would turn into a pit of salt. The wife was like, let's try. So she's walking. They're walking. And she's like, let me just give a trial. And boom, she became a pit of salt. Lord, knowing the wife is a pit of salt, dared not to look back. It was like this. You are told, don't face the fire. There are people who are told never to face problems. I don't admire them. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were told, go and face the fire. When they entered in the fire, what they used to bind them caught fire and was all consumed, but not them. And a man appeared. The Bible says, and the man who appeared looked like the Son of God, came and stood with them in the fire. And there were four instead of three. The fourth one was the Son of God. They began to chat there. They began to sing songs. They began to talk about, how do we when we walk out of here? They had a good time in the fire. The people who put them in the fire, they said, oh, what is this? They said, may your God be our God. From that moment, a decree was made that every person must worship their God, because the Son of God came and rescued them in the fire. Hey, hear me and hear me very well. The reason why God allowed you to be in that fire, you're facing a fire in your marriage, you're facing a fire in your company, financially, any fire in your calling, in your ministry, it's not because God is foolish. God knows you can face the fire. He knows other preachers, other men of God, other men cannot face what you can face and endure. He knows what he's doing. When you walk out of the fire, you will not just walk out of the fire.
Oh, yes.
You will be a great man. I'm saying this to you. I prophesy this to you. You'll be a great man.
Oh, yes.
When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego walked out, they were highly promoted. Sit down for a moment. I'll show you. Are you ready to face the fire? Don't run away. You are not Lot. You are not Lot. Don't run away. Face it. Turn about. Don't run away from your problem. So face it. Last year, I told you, I think last year in February, I told you in church, I told you exactly what's going to happen to me. I told you about all the campaigns which were happening against me. And I told you, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to face it.
Come on. Major.
Turn about. Be a man. An iron man. Don't run away from your trouble. Face your problem. You will walk out with a testimony. Iron man. If you believe that you can get the anointing, the Adino anointing today, the Abishai, the Shama anointing, Benaiah anointing. Benaiah means son of God. You must be a son, not just a Christian. There's a difference between a prayer of a son and a prayer of a Christian congregant. He is your father. Say, he is my father.
He is my father.
You must create a father-son relationship. When you are praying, don't pray like a beggar. Pray as if he is your father. Now you want a house from God. Hey house. What is that? Can you imagine where you are? Your son just come, he wants fizz, then just bang your door. Bam! Fizzy! Yes, fizzy! How can you think, like, what's going on around here? You'll be like, are you okay? Fizz. He's entering in the room. Fizz. What's going on around here? Well, you must understand that different type of relationships. There are things, when we pray with the violent, and we pray those prayers when we are dealing with powers and principalities. When you are dealing, like, in the name of Jesus, I stop, I silence, I frustrate every plan of the enemy. No problem. You can do, when you are praying to your father, be sober. Try it. If you are praying to your father with your language, speak to him. Father, tomorrow I need this to happen. You say, ask. And I'm not praying as a congregant. I'm not praying as a Christian. I am praying as your son. I am your son. Unless when we say, pray in tongues. You don't control tongues. Tongues can come any way they want to come. Do you understand me? Tongues can come in any way they want to come. So you can't control the speaking in of tongues. You have no control about that. You can't control, like, no. That's spirit coming over you, praying on your behalf. You may even jump. You don't know what's going on. You just keep on praying. You know what's going on. That is the spirit action. Don't resist it. But I mean, when you want to pray as a son, makes sense. Be a son. The Bible says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Don't be involved in things that can destroy your life. Be a son of God. How many are born again here? Yes, you are a son of God. The Holy One lives inside of you. So the Holy One lives in me. So I can never be defeated.
I can never be defeated.
Say, greater is He.
Greater is He.
Who lives in me.
Who lives in me.
Than He living in the world.
Than He living in the world.
Say, I can do all things.
I can do all things.
Through Jesus Christ.
Through Jesus Christ.
Who gives me strength.
Who gives me strength.
You are not what the world says you are. I'm saying you are not what the world thinks you are.
Oh, yes.
You are not what you think you are. You are a champion.
Oh, yes.
You are a great person. You are a great man.
Oh, yes.
Clap your hands for the Lord Jesus Christ. Clap your hands for the Lord Jesus. I want you to understand one thing. This life without the Holy Spirit is difficult to achieve anything. It's difficult to do and achieve anything. You need the Holy Spirit. You need Him. What gift will you receive today? The gift of the Holy Spirit. When He comes upon you, He changes you. As I said, the change you need is not a physical change. A change that comes from within. An influenced change. When the Holy Ghost comes upon you, He begins to influence you. To think differently. To pray differently. To hunger and thirst for Him more like I've never done it.